Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, great news. You're still here. I love that. Glad you're getting something out of my best of shows. As I said, we put together a lot of different clips over the years, and there are a variety of topics, but we know that you're going to enjoy them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are deep. Most of them are funny and deep. That's what we're supposed to do here. So I appreciate the fact that you're hanging around. Phone a friend. Let them know what you're doing. Don't hog it all for yourselves. Don't be selfish. It's the holidays. Come on. Oh, yo. All right, to the action. Keep it here. Hey. Folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere. Good show with you. And I'm glad you guys are hanging here with me. So, I've been talking about this idea of the drug use by the left and how they condone it. And when someone becomes a victim of it, then suddenly that person is a hero. Lessons to be learned. And right now, what's really funny, they're still talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman's death, but they're talking about it in the context of how this bad heroin that's out there. That the number of heroin users and how it's been, like, isn't heroin something new? The stories about this bad form of heroin, heroin kills. Is there a good form? Methadone? Sometimes heroin kills slowly, sometimes it kills more quickly, but the fact is it kills. Hey, here's a dirty little secret for the liberals. Drugs kill. Oh, my gosh. Kevin, you didn't say that out loud, did you? You didn't let them in on it. I mean, there aren't enough studies on that. Hey, there's tons of studies on cigarettes. Alcohol is a drug. Marijuana is a drug. Cigarettes are a drug. Cocaine is a drug. Heroin is certainly a drug. Crack is a drug. Crank is a drug. All these things are drugs, but you know what they got all the studies on? Nicotine. Oh, man, nicotine. You want to know something about nicotine? All these things create slow deaths. They ultimately end in death. I mean, life ultimately ends in death if you want to stretch it out that far. But what drugs do is they detach you from reality. Apparently, according to the left, so you can practice your brilliance, if only for a little while. Because as they say, the light that burns twice as bright lasts half as long. Let me tell you what I find brilliant, folks. Here's what I find brilliant. I find young men willing to go through the most brutal of combat training to protect this nation, as in the Army Rangers, the Navy SEALs, the Force Recon Marines, and on, the Green Beret. I find them brilliant. Because you know why? They cannot be on drugs. They have to be lucid. Their drug is the protection of you. That is all they need to get their adrenaline firing. You want to know what else I find interesting? What I find brilliant, I find the millions of conservative women who choose to homeschool their children brilliant. I find the millions of conservative women who choose to take care of their children to the best of their ability, I call them brilliant. Because I know what it's like to truly invest in children. See, that's an investment we make every day that Barack Obama seems to dismiss. He doesn't want you investing in your children and homeschooling and spending time with them as a father and so on and so forth, or as a good mom. He wants your investment to be in government.
Well, I've invested in four children, and my investment is paid off. Not for me, not because I won't end up in an old folks' home, but it's paid off for America. I find the millions of entrepreneurs who chase that God-inspired thought that becomes a business and decide against all the stumbling blocks that government throws in their way to start those businesses and to do what it takes to make them thrive. I call them brilliant. Brilliant are the parents who face life without drugs. Brilliant is the father who takes the man's responsibility, yes, I said it, of providing for his family and for protecting them. That, my friends, is brilliance. Not some drug addict who dies with a heroin needle in his arm in the bathroom while his kids play in a park.
Don't do drugs. Never done a drug.
This program is a drug-free workplace.
My body produces its own drug, Keptosterone.
You found Kevin Jackson.
For whatever reason, it's kicking in right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because what we're being told, folks, is that America lost another genius. That's what I saw, a headline. Philip Seymour Hoffman, let's just keep it real here, is a drug addict who can act. His acting was wonderful. And I'm sure Philip Seymour, Hoffman, has been acting his entire life. I'm not being heartless about this 46-year-old man who died of a heroin overdose. Feel sorrow for his family. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to keep it real. Because I don't want people to get a misconception about what's really going on with Philip Seymour Hoffman. The genius of the left was found dead with a needle sticking out of his arm. And they had said he had 75 bags of heroin along with assorted other drugs in his apartment or in his home. I don't know what home, apartment, whatever. Hoffman's killer was in the room, people. It was himself. And that self is the self that Hoffman and other leftists want us to disregard. Why? Because he's talented. You can be talented, but they're not going to disregard you on the right if you're found with a needle with heroin in it sticking out of your arm. Can you imagine if George Bush were found with a needle of heroin sticking out of his arm? Would he be called a genius? When we do something that would be crazy, we don't get called geniuses. Why in the heck are we calling this man a genius? Because he can act?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, great news. You're still here. I love that. Glad you're getting something out of my best of shows. As I said, we put together a lot of different clips over the years, and there are various variety of topics, but we know that you're going to enjoy them. Some of them are funny, some of them are deep. Most of them are funny and deep. That's what we're supposed to do here. So I appreciate the fact that you're hanging around. Phone a friend, let them know what you're doing. Don't hog it all for yourselves. Don't be selfish. It's the holidays. Come on, y'all. All right, back to the action. Keep it here.
Because what we're being told, folks, is that America lost another genius. That's what I saw, a headline. Philip Seymour Hoffman, let's just keep it real here, is a drug addict who can act. His acting was wonderful. And I'm sure Philip Seymour, Hoffman, has been acting his entire life. I'm not
being heartless about this 46-year-old man who died of a heroin overdose. Feel sorrow for his family. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to keep it real. Because I don't want people to get a misconception about what's really going on with Philip Seymour Hoffman. The genius of the left was found dead with a needle sticking out of his arm. And they had said he had 75 bags of heroin along with assorted other drugs in his apartment or in his home. I don't know what home, apartment, whatever. Hoffman's killer was in the room, people. It was himself. And that self is the self that Hoffman and other leftists want us to disregard. Why? Because he's talented. You can be talented, but they're not going to disregard you on the right if you're found with a needle with heroin in it sticking out of your arm. Can you imagine if George Bush were found with a needle of heroin sticking out of his arm? Would he be called a genius? When we do something that would be crazy, we don't get called geniuses. Why in the heck are we calling this man a genius? Because he can act? Oh, wow. Well, that certainly ranks up there with Gandhi and Mother Teresa. The dude can act. I'm not here to beat up on Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's an actor. And he's a drug addict. And I will tell you, that second part means he is not that good of a human being. Because drugs don't make you better. Yeah. The left love their conveniences. The ability to be two-faced, which is essentially what actors are to begin with. But when it backfires on them, then we're suddenly to see them as geniuses. Oh, that Kurt Cobain, man, he's awesome. They're transformative in their deaths, in their horrible deaths. We're supposed to learn something from them. Well, I would love for you to tell me, Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere Radio Show, what exactly is the lesson I'm supposed to take from Philip Seymour Hoffman? That he was a talented drug addict? Because let me tell you something, folks. Drug addicts do not make good parents. Right? Let me tell you something else. Drug addicts do not make good spouses. Drug addicts do not make good citizens. We're supposed to overlook it. But oh, God forbid, pick your conservative who can die with a heroin needle in his arm and the left just go, oh, that Ted Cruz was a genius. Sarah Palin, she was such a genius. It's a shame that she died that way.
The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Look, I can admire Hoffman's talent. I believe it was probably drug-induced. I don't think Hoffman could be talented without his drugs. You ever seen some of these comedians that they're drunks or they're on drugs and they go up on the stage and they rock it because their mind's in another place, they don't care. But the minute they sober up, they're gone. You don't hear about them. You want to know why you don't hear about them? They commit suicide. A bunch of the comedians on the left, which the majority are, they don't believe in God. They just, I'll deal with my problems. That is until I find out that my problem is me, and then I don't know who to go to. Because my world's been rocked. I cannot believe that there's something better, bigger than I am. You know what else is bigger than us? Society. The American spirit. The people who put their lives on the line to protect us. There's lots of things bigger than we are. Let's enjoy them. Look, I'm not God, but my bet is Philip Seymour Hoffman is on his way to hell. Not because he was necessarily so bad. I don't know what he did. But I'll tell you this, if you got to escape your reality
to the degree that he did, to die with a heroin needle sticking out of his arm as his kids played in the park, then my supposition, my theory, is that you are probably going to have to go to hell. Who dies in a bathroom with a needle sticking out of his arm while his kids play in the park? Who does that? Is that a good dad? And guess what? When your kids come back, how are you going to see them? You're going to see them through those heavily hallucinogenic eyes or whatever the heck heroin does to you? Is that the eye? Is that what you're going to see? How good of a parent are you going to be now that you've shot up with heroin? How long is it going to last? I mean, do your sensibilities get altered with drug use? I don't know, because you know why? Kevin Jackson of the Black Sphere Radio Show doesn't use drugs and never will. And no matter how great people try to convince me, oh, Kev, you won't believe it, man. You're right, I won't, because I'll never know it. I'm not going to miss what I don't know. And here's the other side of it, folks. I think I'm pretty talented without it. And if there's another level that I could have gotten to, well, I'll just have to see it on the other side. But I'm not going to make these people more than what they are.
All right, that ends the best of that particular segment, but I want to add to it in this special show that we produce for the holidays. Let me ask you this. Don't we give Holly Weirdos too much credit? You've heard me say this on the program. Why is it that because you can sing very, very beautifully, or you can act and draw out so many emotions in us, we give you so much credit to say, oh my gosh, he's a genius, he's this or he's that. George Clooney doesn't influence my politics. Robert De Niro doesn't influence my politics. If these people are heroes to you and can influence your politics, shame on you. Your heroes are right around you. You may very well, listen up people, be a hero to somebody yourself.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is no
federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
President Biden speaking on a call with the nation's governors. Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began and the tools are in the hand to keep schools and businesses open. Americans trying to return home from the holiday weekend are finding themselves stuck at airports. One traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, says she's tired and doesn't want to be at the airport for a long time.
I didn't want to get home. I want to sit in my bed.
There have been more than 800 flights canceled in the United States today, according to FlightAware.com. United and Delta Airlines have blamed the cancellations on a shortage of workers due to the spread of the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News. Supply chain shortages continue to plague our country. This after in November, President Biden announced his plans to keep ports in Los Angeles and elsewhere operating 24 hours a day to ease the backlog. Goya CEO Robert Unanue joins Fox News to talk about what he's doing to help with the backlog.
We're investing $80 million in Texas, around the U.S., in Puerto Rico, to manufacture.
A woman in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, is charged with killing her boyfriend.
Police say a 32-year-old Missouri woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword, but they say Brittany Wilson explained she had to do it because she needed to set him free of the other entities living inside his body. They picked her up at her home in Cape Girardeau after she called 911 herself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody, to a best of we put together specifically for you. Some of our funnier clips from the past, things that you may have missed because you haven't been listening long. Shame on you. That's okay, we forgive you. Needless to say, I needed a bit of time off. I always do, but I rarely take it. So this time, I decided instead of just playing a complete list of best ofs that we could because we have some amazing shows, we would regale you with some of the old stuff that we did that my producer selected. And so we splice these clips together. They may have no particular consequence, or, you know, they're not spliced together to fit a particular narrative, but we think you'll find them entertaining and they'll give you an idea of the personality of the show. Share them with your friends and look, enjoy whatever you're doing right now with your friends, your family, over the holidays or whatever time off you're getting. Enjoy this best of show that we put together just for you. Different format for you guys.
What would you call somebody that was in the closet for Trump? A Trumpasexual?
Well, I'll tell you what. You made a comment earlier about Obama. You know, he shouldn't be promising stuff to Guatemalan midgets. You know, he actually introduced a bill when he was in his first term about helping Guatemalan midgets, and obviously the vote came up short.
Okay, let's shift gears. I want to get your take on Hillary's been out of the news for a while. She surfaced. I wrote a blog that says she came out of a rat hole to go to a fundraiser. But
I think that was kind of disrespectful for you saying something about why are you putting down rats.
We always get a chuckle out of Blake having his site called Unconfirmed Breaking News, and then we tell people, you know, what that means. Because I think it's like a hidden little, okay, this part of me doesn't even want to let them know that it's spoof news, Blake, because you want them to go there and really believe it, right?
But yeah, well, my news is real, but not really.
By the way, Blake is on the top of Zuckerberg's hit list.
The way they talk about Obama said, you know, one reason Hillary lost is because of fake news websites. Well, if that's the standard, you're going to include Unconfirmed Breaking News. Let's get MSNBC and CNN. Right. Give me a break.
No, I think you should stand up and take a bow, Blake. You're part of royalty. You are the reason Hillary Clinton didn't become president. You should run the advertisement. Unconfirmed Breaking News just reports that we are the reason Hillary Clinton lost.
But unlike MSNBC and CNN, at least we had enough integrity to post some disclaimers on my website. And seven of them on there. We have seven disclaimers on there, and some people still believe that stuff is real. Seven of them. No joke.
I don't listen to very much radio, but when I was headed to the studio to do the CNN segment, I caught a little bit of Mark Levin's show. And he had come back from the Value Voters Summit, and, you know, people like Levin. I don't talk about other people's radio shows negatively because I think they all serve a purpose. They have an audience. It's the responsibility of the listener to say, do I want to be a part of this audience or not? Now, that being said, a lot of those guys are slipping. We're growing. They're slipping. I'm not going to make a rationale as to why. I think our show is more entertaining. I think it's funny. But I think it's more poignant. I think we say the things that Mark Levin would not say and many other. But his voice is needed. His style is needed. Mark Levin, he's one of the few guys, when I talk about him, I say, well, at least you have he talks about the Constitution. You know what he's about. He's about law and order. He understands it. He dissects it. I've never read one of his books. People say to me, you know, tough read. My books are easier to read because I write books like I talk. It's a conversation. And it's humor-based and on. But I got to tell you, Mark Levin really pissed me off yesterday. Because what he did is I was at the Value Voters Summit and people came up to me and they were saying, you know, I really like your show, Mark, and you educate me, you talk about the Constitution, blah, 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 and you're funny, and this, that, and the other. But he says, I've never had anybody come up to me and say, hey, will you add humor to your show, or will you be funnier, or could you be, I don't know, various other things, essentially mocking a show like mine. I don't know, I'm not telling you he's mocking my show, but it was dangerously close. Because he's saying, add humor, add comedy. And to Mark Levin, I say this. Those who can do, those who can't, do what you do. You're not funny, Mark Levin. You may be humorous at times. You may think of yourself as somebody who's entertaining. Fine. People get entertained in a variety of ways. But if you believe that the conservative movement is going to make hay by being what you are, all I can say is, look at your ratings. Don't start disparaging the people who are successful. Let me tell you something. The Jon Stewarts of the world and the Colberts have shown us the way. All those late night guys that get the big fat contracts that are the ones who are affecting politics in this nation, they aren't you. And Mark Levin, and you're not moving the needle. You're preaching to the choir. You've got an echo chamber of people, and congratulations, because you got a ton more than I do. But let me tell you something. I would put my show up against yours, and I'd kick your butt in any market. I'm not worried about it. You got tons more production. You got money. Before you start messing with the funny guys, you better know whose fight you're picking. The Constitution and Barack Obama. If that's your stick, good luck with that. People are coming. And the thing is, I'm not coming at you. I don't care about Mark Levin. I seriously don't. But don't start disparaging what others do because you can't do it.
The president has a big stick. I promise you.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because once they get that money, they don't want to give it back. You ever loan money to somebody? Boy, I'm not going to try to make it racial. But when you loan money to a black person, I'm talking about my family, my peeps. When you loan money to my family, the minute that money changes hands, it is no longer your money. It's not. It becomes their money. And You're thinking, I'm doing you a favor. I just loaned you $50 or $100 or $500 to get your car out or to get out of jail. And while they're in their situation, man, they are humble. You ever had somebody ask you for money? I've had the unfortunate thing to have, you know, plight in life to have to do that. More than I even would like to admit. But anyway, you go, it's humiliating. You're like, oh, man, I don't know, you know, but you could please find it within yourself. I mean, you're young. Have you ever borrowed money? Parents, yeah. So you get what I'm saying. So you go, you know, I mean, it's humbling. But, man, let me tell you, that humility, you can separate the men from the boys with that humility, because that is a humbling you don't like. You do not like it. You say, huh, I don't ever want to have to go through that again. Because even though I've been through it four or five times, each time it was worse and worse. And it was like, man, you know, and you finally get to the point where you're like, okay, I got a structure so that. And that's part of growing up. Now, sometimes circumstances are what they are. I mean, I changed careers. One of my good friends loaned me a lot of money. But I changed careers. I had to do a lot of things. But you know what he knew? I'm good for it. So that's the point. But let me tell you what happens when they're not good for it, when you want to see the liberal side. You give that money away, and suddenly you go from being the nicest dude on the planet. I mean, it's like 9-11 and 9-12, or 9-12 and 9-13, I should say. Because on 9-12, everybody was in love in this country. On 9-13, liberals went back to being liberals. Well, the moment that money hits a liberal's hands, you now become the enemy. You become the person who's got to go chase them down for money. And I'm telling you, if you think you're independent on Independence Day, folks, we're not. Because once you give that money to the government, shoot, they're like a bad relative that you've loaned money to.
That awkward moment when you realize he's right. Kevin Jackson will be right back.
I hope you're enjoying this well-prepared best-of show that we did for our avid listeners and the new listeners. I did a show like this because you can't go back and hear all the shows. As much as people want to, and I want you to, go back, do your best. Try to listen to them all, but you can't. I've done 12 years of radio, and I'm proud of what we've accomplished, but I tell you, it's a lot of work. So I hope you go visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Get signed up. Get your T-shirt. It's free. Extreme Takeover White House Edition. And then get plugged in. Find out the projects we're working on. I built this team to move the needle, to make people laugh, but to bury inside of that comedy the real thing we want to accomplish.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, I'm glad you're still here for this special presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show. This is what we did over the holidays. Got with my producers and said, hey, let's get some clips. Let's piece together some things that people maybe didn't listen to or, you know, from older shows that they didn't get a chance to hear. The brilliance that I created. And let's share this with the team. Let's share this with the rest, with the people that have now come who are new to the program, so they can understand what Kevin's all about. By the way, I and a group of other comics are about to embark on the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, and you're getting a taste of it. The crazy, wacky world of leftism. You're getting a taste of it, and I hope you'll support it. I hope you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, get plugged in, click on all the buttons, go read our work, go watch our videos, and do all those other things, and tell a few friends. And here's what I want to tell you. We're growing leaps and bounds. If you listen to this program and you can listen to this particular show and say, man, this dude ain't nothing. He ain't got nothing on nobody. I love everybody but his show. Then, hey, sorry we didn't please you. But I don't think that's going to be your reaction. I think you're going to like what you hear. I think you're going to understand that we disguise the message inside of the humor. And it hits harder. And you're going to be quoting this show, things that I've said. And we're going to appreciate you for that because you are amazing. And I don't care whether we're talking about Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, or whatever. You're going to find these shows informative and funny, and they're going to make you think, and they're going to drive stuff out of you and invoke passions that you did not know you even had. Yes, we're all about the passion. So, I hope you enjoy this best of. It is a concatenation of various things that we've talked about over the years. We're just randomly picking years and doing our best to splice things together to make it interesting to you. But I'm going to bet you money that you're going to tell people about this and most of the other things that we do. And for that, we love you.
An end to identity politics.
Telling it like it is.
I thought the truth was potent, but it's nothing compared to this.
He's Kevin Jackson.
This is the Black Smear Radio Network.
So coming on the heels of Black History Month, we now have Hug a White Person Month. Reach over and give a white person a big bear hug on behalf of the Kevin Jackson Show. Just give them one. Thank them for stopping their oppression of, well, everything, right? Can't even go to the grocery store without being accosted by white people. How are you doing, Mr. Jackson? Look at you, a Mr. Oppressive White Man. Hello. Hello yourself. I'll just shop if you don't mind, okay? Despite all the bad things that white people have done to black folks over the years, I have hugged 18 white people this month, and I'm just getting started. I'm just starting out, people. Oh, yeah. I'm not done. And nothing's going to stop me. In fact, I'm Kevin Jackson Show. I've instructed everybody involved with my team. We are going to set the record for the number of white people hugged in March. I'm talking about beating Scandinavia. I'm talking about beating Iceland. I'm talking about beating, well, you say Germany, but Germany's full of Muslims now. But wherever there's a lot of white people, we are going to defeat them. We're going to be hugging the crap out of some white folks. So look out. Hello, Guinness. You might as well contact me.
You've entered the octagon of political persuasion. Step in here to defend liberalism and prepare to get tapped out, choked out, or knocked out by the UFC heavyweight champion of conservatism, Kevin Jackson, on Black Sphere Talk Radio.
I was told that I was too tough on Jane. Jane Little, we learned she's 87 years old, started with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra at the age of 16, February 4th, 1945. She died at the age of 87 playing on Sunday. She died playing the bass, slumped over in the chair. And I'm having a little fun at the expense of Jane. But Jane lived a good life, man. I mean, Jane died doing what she loves. Now, if you want to put a little bit of a spin on it, and let's just be honest here, I don't know who attends the symphony. I've taken my sons to the symphony. I don't think I'd want to to explain to my kids the bassist just died while we were watching the symphony. I paid to see the symphony. I don't pay to see people die. But people, Kevin, you're being mean. You're being cruel. Look, I understand people die. We die. Come on, y'all. Am I really being that tough on her? It was jokes. She was the assistant principal bass emeritus. And she died playing the bass. 87 years old. I applaud her efforts. I do. But Jane, come on. You had to have a symptom. I mean, besides the fact that you're 87 years old, there had to be something to say, you know, today I probably shouldn't play. My great-grandmother, when she died, no lie, we were at the hospital. And she tells my grandmother, now I want you to go in that chest that's right by the door. It was a chest, a floor chest. And she said, I want you to take that one thing, that she describes all these different things. She said, I want you to give that to Burr. And I want you to take that other thing there, and I want you to give that to Elnora. And she started just getting, my grandmother's like, Mama, what are you doing? And she said, just be quiet and do what I tell you. And she told my grandmother, her daughter, everything to, you know, to distribute. And she died the next day. She knew what was happening. So here's my point. 87 years old. I appreciate the fact that she took it to the limit. But, you know, we don't need Congress seeing this. We just don't. As much as I like going to a hockey game and seeing the fights, I don't want to see old people die at the symphony. I just don't. That's just me.
The president has a big stick. I promise you.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thomas Manning lost his, and I'm going to refrain, but because there, you know, the clinical word is penis, and there's nothing wrong with that. I know people are out there going, did he just say penis on the radio? Yeah, and he just said it again. He lost it to cancer. Have you heard anybody on the campaign trail talking about male reproductive rights? We talk about Planned Parenthood. They give mammograms. Well, men die. It can be debilitated because of penis cancer. Think about that. We talk about all. Do we talk about ovarian cancer quite a bit? Yeah. You know what made people even talk about at all? Raise the idea of testicular cancer. You know who it was, right? Lance Armstrong. That's how we start talking about testicular cancer. Women will never have testicular cancer, but are there Planned Parenthood places for men? No. Now we've got penis cancer. Dude loses his penis from cancer. Can you imagine that doctor's visit? I mean, first of all, he's struggling with it before he goes to the doctor. You know it took a lot for him to go, I'm going to the doctor. And you know he caught pure holy H-E double crooked socks from his wife going, what have you been doing? Look at that thing. I'm just saying. She had to, I mean, I don't know what cancer looks like on the penis, but I'm just saying it couldn't be good, right? Discolored. Where have you been? What trip did you take? Where did you, can you imagine what this guy faced on the home front? And he's going, babe, I swear, I've done nothing. I've done nothing here. And then they go to the doctor. Doctor looks at him and goes, oof, sir, you do not have an STD. You have penis cancer. And he's like, oh, and is everybody relieved at this point? Do you feel good? Woo, so glad it's not syphilis. Oh, my gosh, it's cancer. Donald Trump can take care of himself. He doesn't need me. But I do want to discuss Trump and Vicente Fox. We talked about it a little bit. Mexico, the idea of Vicente Fox telling us that we need to go screw ourselves, I think is crazy. For years, the United States has carried Mexico on our backs. The support that we give to Mexico is unidirectional, not to get all Spanish on you, but unidirectional. Mexico doesn't give us anything. Sure, Mexicans will discuss what America would do without Mexicans, and they made that movie called A Day Without a Mexican because they wanted to drive home the idea that without Mexicans, America would fall apart. What would we do? if we had to clean our own pools and do our own laundry and clean our own homes and stuff like this. I don't know what these people think the average American does, but first of all, I don't have a pool, and the only person doing my lawn and cleaning up and all that other stuff is my family. Let me tell you, if I had a Mexican, I wouldn't be picking up my dog's doo-doo. I know that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.